Joining me now is J.D. Rucker. J.D., welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, the news all over today was indeed just that we've got a new guy running Twitter. Jack Dorsey has stepped down. What is this all about?
Well, it started off as a big celebration. Everybody was all happy because, you know, conservatives were cheering. It's like, yay, Jack Dorsey's gone. Then we started looking at his replacement, the former CTO, now CEO, Parag Agrawal.
Oh, good job at that. That's good.
I try.
Well, it's better than I would do. Better than I would do.
I started listening to like five or six different interviews and people talking about him. There was five or six different pronunciations. I think it's Parag Agrawal.
Why don't we just use his initials? Why don't we just use his initials?
We'll just call him the PA. That's fitting. So this guy's a radical. Okay, this guy's a flat out neo-Marxist. He's a cultural Marxist. He is extraordinarily opposed, in particular, to the First Amendment, which Twitter's already had its run-ins with free speech and keeping people stifled, keeping conservatives quashed, keeping people like President Trump off the platform. You know, they were doing that under Jack Dorsey. Now they've got this new CEO who is, I mean, this guy is amazingly opposed to the First Amendment. He does not believe in not just free speech, he doesn't believe in truth. His focus is on harm. He wants to make sure that nobody is harmed on Twitter, that nobody is dead named. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's
What is that?
Dead naming is when you call somebody, like, for example, if I were to go on to Twitter and if I were to post about Bruce Jenner, I would get immediately, instantaneously banned for life, permanent, no recourse, because you can't dead name somebody. You can't use a past name that they've replaced with their whatever their new gender.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By the way,
you gotta call him.
Yeah, you got. I get it. Logan, show my screen real quick. I want to show people where they can get these articles. This is my aggregate news site where I put up all the news of the day that I think, a lot of it we don't have time to go to. Worldviewreport.com. So if you go there, these are the latest at the top, more news stories down here at the bottom. But here are the latest we've put up. You'll find his right in here. We got it in here. Where is it? Here we go. Here's what Twitter's new CEO said about the First Amendment last year. Click that, and that brings you to the Liberty Daily. Okay, here's JD's article right here. All right, so if you're wondering where are we getting all this, that's where we're getting it, over at the Liberty Daily by JD Rucker. All right, tell us what he said. I'll let you keep giving the report.
So he said many things, but I think the most egregious, the one that really declares who he is and what his plans are. And keep in mind, this isn't like we pulled this out of his high school yearbook in 2005. This is an interview that he did 1 year ago, okay, November of 2020. He said, "Our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, focusing less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed." He's also gone on to make comments about how it's not about the truth, okay? Truth, we're not here to try to decipher the truth. We look at things based upon what kind of harm they can do to people. And we use trusted sources. Now, keep in mind, the only people that they list as trusted sources, just like Facebook, just like Google, they don't go to Breitbart or Worldview Weekend or Frank Speech or Knock Report or the Liberty Daily or the Gateway Pundit or any of these places. Liberty Sentinel, they go to CNN, MSNBC. These are the trusted sources.
Well, in fact, trusted. Trusted, key word. They go to things like this, JD, Trusted News Initiative. We were just talking about last hour. Look at that, Logan. Trusted News Initiative is a left-wing scheme among large media outlets to control the narrative on presidential elections across the globe, including 2020 presidential election between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Okay, so the project was launched during the BBC's Trusted News Summit in summer of 2019. Who's involved? Washington Post, AP, LA Times, Reuters. So this is who they probably are getting their news from, even as we were discussing in last hour with Mike Lindell. Reportedly some so-called conservative news channels, talk radio types, conservative or liberal. I think a lot of them get their news from AP or Reuters. But do they realize that this is actually part of a left-wing group known as Trusted News Initiative, which is an oxymoron, because they're censoring the news, are they not, JD? Do you know about Trusted News Initiative?
Oh, absolutely, yes. They are, and you know, half of them are funded by Soros. That's not a conspiracy theory. You could track the money. George Soros, Open Society's Foundation, they fund a lot of these. Some of them are actually funded by Bill Gates. I know I'm dropping some conspiracy theory billionaire names out there, but this is real stuff, folks. Okay, and yes, a lot of it is funded by Reuters, which does go through. We're not even going to go down that whole conspiracy theory because it is real. But you know, that, I don't want to get off topic here. The bottom line is that these quote-unquote trusted sources do have one agenda. Their agenda is not to the truth. It's not to reality. It's not to the news even. Their agenda is based strictly on pushing the neo-Marxist agenda. Their agenda is based upon strictly pushing to the left as far as possible. Now, they'll do this under the guise of the news. But if you look at any news report, I don't care if they're reporting on the hot dog contest winner, okay? They're going to sneak in some form of leftist indoctrination. This happens invariably, okay? Every single time, 100% of the time, there's going to be something that's going to lean to the left. And then the times where they need to push hard to the left, they do. This is what big tech uses as their... It's funny because what they've created here, Brannon, is it's like circular reasoning for the left, okay? It's like, we believe in this leftist ideology. We're verified by this group, this trusted source, this fact checker, which is, they're not checking facts, they're checking for ideology. If the ideology matches, great, it's approved. If it doesn't match, then it gets slapped with warnings, it gets hit with, I mean, I've literally been hit with fact checkers who have called me out and put warnings on my content when I'm literally quoting Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. Three different times I've been hit with fact checks where I'm just quoting their exact words. I got a fact check before, it got taken down, but on my top tweet, my it was a quote that I saved. If you go to my Twitter account, this was Joe Biden put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. That is a direct quote from Joe Biden. Joe Biden said those exact words. Right.
He's on video saying it.
He's on video saying it, and I got fact checked, but they took it down because obviously it was funny that they were highlighting, oh, this is false, and then they put it up, this is out of context, and then they removed it altogether. But the bottom line is that all these groups love to focus on an ideology, not the truth. And now we've got, as the new CEO of Twitter, a guy that embraces this concept of, we're not concerned about the truth, we're concerned about the results, the harm that can be done to people as a result of what's posted on Twitter, the harm that can be done if you call somebody the wrong name or if you say something bad. Now, you can go, if you're Antifa and you want to go out there and make threats on Twitter, okay, against somebody, you'll probably get away with it. But if you are a conservative who calls out critical race theory or the stolen 2020 election or the vaccines, you're gone.
Look at what
you're
he gone. Says. Look at this quote. Our role is to serve a healthy public conversation, and our moves are reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. The kinds of things that we do about this is focus less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed. One of the changes today that we see is speech is easy on the internet. Most people can speak. Where our role is particularly emphasized is who can be heard. So they're going to decide who can be heard, who cannot, and they're going to decide what they believe leads to a healthier public conversation. Can you say censorship?
It is. It's censorship and it's narrative control. Folks, it's worse than just, okay, we're not going to allow the bad stuff out there. Okay, the bad stuff is in what they consider to be bad, which is conservative Christian ideologies. It's worse than that because they don't just suppress it or censor it. They will at times allow it to get out there, but then tag it as false and link to it to other sources that give the opposite point of view. So not only are they out there preventing us from hearing from patriots like Mike Lindell, who's been banned, Donald Trump, who's been banned, Knock Report's own Twitter page, which was banned. Not only are they suppressing and censoring, but they're also controlling the narrative by allowing certain things to get through, but flagging them and putting out other information, counter narratives, so that people who are reading this say, oh, wow, that's crazy. You mean that there was a lot of votes stolen in Michigan or whatever? And oh, no, wait, look, there's a disclaimer here. Okay, so So apparently the AP and New York Times and the Democratic National Committee have all said, no, don't worry about it. There was never any voter fraud at all in the 2020 election. And Joe Biden actually did get 81 million votes, which I'm sure your viewers know and I know and you know is an absolute positive lie.
Absolutely. Look, let's go back to my screen. This is from our buddy Trevor Loudon and KiwiKey speaking about the Trusted News Initiative. They're quoting an article here at the BBC. Let's see, let's go back here. Trusted News Initiative director Jessica Cecil explains in a blog post dated October 8, 2020 at the BBC how big tech schemed with the mainstream media to, quote, alert each other to the most dangerous false stories and stop them spreading fast across the internet, preventing them from doing real harm, end quote. Quote, a year ago, the BBC convened partners across the world in an urgent challenge at times of highest jeopardy when elections or lives are at stake. We ask, is there a way that the world's biggest tech platforms from Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram to Twitter and Microsoft and major organizations and others from the European Broadcasting Union, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hidden Dude to Reuters, AFP, the Financial Times, CBC, Radio Canada, First Draft, the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism can alert each other to the most dangerous false stories and stop them spreading from fast across the internet, preventing them from doing real world harm? Question mark, end quote. Jessica Cecil further explains how the Trusted News Initiative controls the narrative on elections across the globe. Quote, we have been sharing alerts over COVID-19, and before that, over falsities which proposed a threat to democratic integrity during the UK and Taiwan elections. And now we're sharing alerts over the most serious disinformation in two very different elections, in the US and in the Myanmar. And because different news organizations are most relevant in different regions, we're working with a wide and expanded group of publishers in the US. We're also working with the Washington Post, the AP, and the LA Times, end quote. Wow. I mean, these people are I mean, if this is not fascism, what is? Because they're all in cahoots with big government, I think, a lot of them. I would like to see how many of them are getting government advertising, big pharma. Again, I'd like to see where the George Soros money is. This is what I warned about in my book in 1995, Reclaiming a Nation at Risk, when I said America was moving toward corporate fascism, big government and big business merging, and people laughed. And in that book, I also warned about social credit scores extensively. Well, here we go, because not only are they going to censor you and block you, then when you try to post something bad, you watch how it'll impact your social credit score online, JD.
Yeah, well, I'm preparing for that as well, and I think everybody should be prepared. I'm not a prepper, at least I wasn't until very recently. Now I realize it is time to be prepared. You know, it's worse than just them being paid, though, Brandon, okay? This isn't – if a lot of these people, if they weren't paid a penny, they would live in destitution and still do what they're doing because they are true believers. You know, it would be different if we were fighting shysters who didn't actually believe, but they actually believe this. Okay, they actually believe that Russiagate was real news. A lot of them still have those old stories up. Okay, they still believe that, and they're also still saying that the Hunter Biden laptop, by the way, that was one of the first exercises in mass censorship across big tech and mainstream media. They shut that down immediately back in October of 2020. Why? Because it was damaging, not because it wasn't real. Okay, it wasn't because there was no proof of it. It was because they didn't like what it was saying. They didn't like how it painted Hunter Biden as well as Joe Biden himself. So they shut it down. And to this day, there are still outlets who deny, who claim that the Hunter Biden's laptop was just Russian disinformation. Okay, you have the entire deep state, 50 different former members of the CIA, FBI, NSA, and the like come out and say, oh no, this is totally Russian disinformation. We know for a fact, you know, well, have you seen what's on it? No. But that doesn't matter because it's Russian disinformation. You know, but again, it would be different if we were going up against people who are just trying to con here, make a little money there. We're going up against true believers here. And that's dangerous because they do believe deep down in their hearts that they're doing the right thing by stifling speech, by taking away our freedoms, and by preventing Americans from thinking for themselves. They want authoritarianism. They desire it. They need it. not just for themselves. They want it for themselves, but it'll only work for themselves if they can get everybody else to buy into it, which is why this is arguably the most dangerous group out there, with the exception of maybe the CDC and Anthony Fauci.
NOQReport.com, NOQReport.com, and we sure appreciate what you're doing and checking in with us as a regular broadcast partner.
Anytime, brother.
Thank you, J.D. We'll be checking in with him again real soon. J.D. Rucker, NOQReport.com.